a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Monday morning, I'm currently joined by the magnanimous, incredible Holly Arrowsmith. Morena, Holly, how are we doing this morning?
Morena, really good, thanks.
Awesome, awesome. I hear it's kind of similar weather over in Christchurch, a bit dreary, a bit rainy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Perfect kind of weather for a songwriter, I think.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. No, we're talking about your latest single, Blue Dreams. What is your favourite blue hue or tinge or tint, shade? What are we thinking?
Ooh. Yesterday, it was really foggy where I live, and I really love when, like, there's layers of blue and green, and the, you know, you look back at the hills and they're kind of washed out, and then the closer you get, there's kind of, you know, There were beautiful blues here yesterday. Okay,
that's pretty legit. I'm a fan of classic navy blue, a bit boring, but that's my favorite.
Nice.
No, there's also a video that's accompanying this new track, Blue Dreams, very well shot, and the kind of half minute mark, like a 0.30 timestamp in the video, you're at like a kind of dam which has these almost like square pyramid looking stone fixtures and waters. Where was this?
Yeah, that's a spot in the Mackenzie country, and yeah, we climbed down into this dam. It's like an outlet, I guess, for a dam, and we were filming, and then we heard these men yelling at us from the dam. So we promptly got out. But yes, it's a really cool. It's quite like brutalist looking.
Very, very brutalist. Were you guys trespassing? Is that why they were yelling at you?
Well, I don't think we were trespassing. We probably just were being, you know, it was kind of a dumb place to be.
Well, it looked very good on the film. It reminded me of, there's a sinkhole dam that's near Wanaka. Have you been there before?
No, but I've been to one near Auckland that's really crazy.
Yeah, they're quite surreal, eh? Very surreal looking thing.
Like a portal in the water.
Yeah, totally. In the video, you actually take a plunge in, is it, so Mackenzie Basin, that's in the Central Otago, correct?
No, it's kind of inland Canterbury, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I had to take a dip in a freezing pond, like, full of swans.
How cold was that dip? Because it looked brutally cold. I thought it was Central Otago, but even inland Canterbury would be also very cold.
Yeah, well, it was this time last year that we shot it, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Are you still rocking the short hair?
Oh, it's grown out quite a lot, actually.
Oh, true. Yeah. Awesome. I like in the video as well how you have a lot of blue accoutrement. You have the blue eye shade, the blue flag, or bit of fabric that you wave around behind you. It's very, very good. On point. In a previous interview, you touched on how your creativity comes from reflection after moments of adversity. What are some of the lessons from introspection that made this song into what it is?
Well, this song came from... I became a parent in the middle of the pandemic, or quite early in the pandemic, and it was a really strange time to bring life into the world. It felt like a huge responsibility. And I guess that's probably how it's always felt throughout history and always will, but it was particularly strange kind of being quite isolated in that experience, which I think now, a few years in, I just think that we're not meant to raise children in these tiny little nuclear groups. And a lot of women are really isolated and really lonely, trying to figure it all out, especially in those early days. And, I suppose I was thinking a lot about that. I was thinking about what are all these things I'm feeling, these anxieties and these just the sleep deprivation, everything. It's really hard. And I spoke to lots of other people when I could about their own experience, and it was really quite universal.
How are you feeling now after 3 years of being a parent?
Yeah, I kind of think of it as like you start out with no muscles, no parenting muscles, and you gain muscles over time. So I've got a few muscles now, which is good.
Been hitting the gym.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah, they train you pretty well.
I bet they do. And yeah, that's great. Part of the track is about how domestic work, which is often carried out by mothers, gets pretty overlooked. When you feel this way, how do you go about resolving that feeling? Because I imagine it's not a very fun feeling to have.
Yeah, I think I noticed not even just the work, the unseen work of being a mother, but kind of the unseen burden you carry of worrying for this person, worrying for the future that we are building for them. And I think a lot of that burden tends to fall on women. Not entirely, of course, but I'm lucky that I have a really supportive partner, so... I think I just noticed, like, well, I feel quite invisible, like, to society, I suppose. Like, when you walk around with a pram, it's hard to explain, but I just started noticing all these women with prams who I'd never seen before. Who were always there, of course, but it's kind of like, I think mothers are very undervalued in society. Yeah.
For sure. I had something in my head, but it's just totally flown out. I hate when that happens. Goodness gracious. Especially on a very serious topic like this. I think with regards to the world that we build, I think it's important to keep perspective of what you can and you can't control. Is that something that you try and implement so that you don't go a bit crazy about the future of things?
Yeah, and I think also having kids, it gives you something to fight for the future. And I actually have become more of an optimist, believe it or not. And I see young people... And I think young people are amazing, and I think they're going to turn things around and are turning things around. But there's so much we can't control. And when you kind of have a piece of your heart walking around outside of your body, you just have to learn how to surrender a little bit, I guess.
That could be a new line for one of your new songs, I think. That's a very beautiful thing to say. switching topics here, but I was watching a ReNews interview you did a few years ago about building a house bus. How is it like raising a child in a house bus? Are you living with them in that at the moment?
Thankfully not.
Thankfully not. No, I imagine it'd be horrible.
we did this bus. We bought it years ago thinking it would be this quick project, and it ended up taking like 4 or 5 years. So we ended up selling it, and I definitely wouldn't want to live in a bus with children or a child. No,
especially during COVID. I mean, that would I remember one of my brothers wanted to buy a tiny house a few years ago, and they were going to put it all together from scrap, from like the demolition yard and whatever, and then it just never happened. It's like, yeah, you head into these things and then sometimes they just don't work out. It is what it is. With your new EP coming out pretty soon, next month, correct?
New album, yeah.
New album, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have much planned in the way of performances around the country? A tour, maybe?
Yes, tour's coming together. It'll be a bit later this year. Mm-hmm. But I'll definitely be playing around Aotearoa.
Cool.
And hopefully a few other places too.
Cool. Do you have any dates lined up for Aotearoa or a ballpark of when you might be coming here?
I don't, sadly.
That's okay.
But I think I'll come back next year. I'm taking the band on tour for this one, and then I'm hoping to do like a smaller tour with Tom Healy, my guitarist, and hitting some of the smaller cities and towns.
Mm-hmm. It's always much easier to do it that way because you get just less everything to manage. You know, it's just you and another person. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Touring's expensive
and exhausting as well. It seems like.
Yeah, it's hard. I think it's hard in New Zealand for bands to even break even on a tour now. So get out and go to shows.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that sentiment. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. It was great chatting to you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
No, of course. Thank you very much. That was Holly Arrowsmith. We're just chatting about her latest track, Blue Dreams, which you can find all over the internet, in particular on streaming services. Very, very awesome stuff there. I reckon we play the track very shortly. It's 9:43 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast program. Coming up at 10, we have Politics Now with Gatrick Power. He's going to be talking about the government designating a new controversial species as endangered, which he's going to be talking all about that at 10. But I reckon we get into some Holly Smith. Here's Holly Smith with Blue Dreams. You're listening to The One. Take care, folks.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.